Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Treating Pathological Narcissism with Transference-Focused Psychotherapy is a specialized clinical text in psychodynamic psychotherapy, personality disorder treatment, and psychoanalytic psychology, written by Diana Diamond with major contributors in the transference-focused psychotherapy tradition. It presents an adaptation of TFP for narcissistic personality disorder and broader forms of pathological narcissism. The book is aimed primarily at clinicians, supervisors, and researchers who already have some familiarity with personality organization, object relations theory, and the treatment of severe personality pathology. Its purpose is not to offer a general self-help account of narcissism, but to explain how narcissistic defenses, grandiosity, shame, aggression, and impaired relatedness can be understood and treated within a structured therapeutic frame. The text stands at the intersection of psychoanalytic theory and clinical technique, drawing on object relations, attachment-informed thinking, diagnostic assessment, and the management of transference and countertransference. Its central contribution is a focus model for working with patients often considered difficult to engage and difficult to treat. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pathological narcissism is framed through object relations and personality organization. A central feature of the book is its use of contemporary object relations theory to explain narcissistic pathology. Rather than treating narcissism only as excessive self-esteem or interpersonal arrogance, the model views it as a disturbance in the organization of internal representations of self and others. In this framework, patients may rely on rigid, split, or idealized images of themselves and other people, because more integrated representations would expose painful dependency, envy, shame, aggression, or vulnerability. This matters clinically because the therapist is not simply trying to correct behavior or challenge distorted beliefs. The work involves helping the patient recognize how recurring self-other patterns structure experience across relationships, including the treatment relationship itself. The book, therefore, links observable clinical problems, such as entitlement, devaluation, withdrawal, competitiveness, or contempt, to deeper structural features of personality. This approach also places narcissism on a spectrum of severity. It distinguishes healthier narcissistic traits from pathological configurations that compromise intimacy, reality testing in relationships, moral functioning, and affect regulation. The result is a diagnostic and treatment model that is more specific than broad cultural uses of the term narcissism. Secondly, TFP is adapted to address the pathological grandiose self. The book is especially important because it explains how transference-focused psychotherapy, originally developed and studied most extensively for borderline personality disorder, can be modified for narcissistic personality disorder and pathological narcissism. In standard TFP, the therapist attends closely to the activated internal dyads that appear in the transference. In the narcissism adaptation, particular attention is given to the pathological grandiose self, a defensive structure that can protect the patient from dependency, inferiority, shame, and need. This grandiose organization may appear as superiority, omnipotent control, emotional detachment, or insistence on special treatment, but it can also hide emptiness and fragility. The therapeutic task is not to attack grandiosity directly, since that can intensify defensive withdrawal or rage. Instead, the therapist works to clarify how grandiose self-states operate in the session, how they shape perceptions of the therapist, and how they interfere with ordinary mutuality. This adaptation gives clinicians a more precise map for treatment moments that often derail therapy with narcissistic patients. It explains why standard supportive reassurance or purely empathic responses may be insufficient when grandiosity functions as an organizing defense. Thirdly, assessment and contracting are treated as active therapeutic tools. The book gives significant weight to diagnosis, assessment of severity, and the therapeutic contract because narcissistic pathology often creates problems before interpretive work can begin. Patients may enter treatment with external pressure, limited curiosity about their own contribution to problems, expectations of admiration, or resentment toward the limits of therapy. A careful assessment helps the clinician distinguish narcissistic dynamics from borderline, antisocial, histrionic, depressive, or trauma-related presentations, while also identifying comorbid conditions and risk factors. The contract is not presented as a bureaucratic formality. It is a clinical intervention that establishes the conditions under which treatment can proceed. For narcissistic patients, this may include attention to attendance, payment, threats of termination, acting out, devaluation of treatment, external crisis, and the wish to control the therapist. By defining responsibilities on both sides, the frame makes relational patterns visible. When patients react to limits as humiliation, exploitation, rejection, or proof of special status, those reactions become clinically meaningful data. the emphasis on contracting reflects the broader TFP principle that structure supports depth. Without a stable frame, the treatment may be absorbed into the very dynamics it seeks to examine. Fourthly, transference and countertransference are central sources of clinical information. A major practical contribution of the book is its detailed attention to the emotional field between patient and therapist. In narcissistic pathology, transference may not appear as open attachment or dependency at first. It may appear as contempt, idealization, boredom, rivalry, demands for exceptional responsiveness, or a sense that no real relationship exists in therapy. The therapist may feel dismissed, provoked, useless, admired in an artificial way, or pressured to perform. The book treats these countertransference responses not as private distractions, but as important indicators of the internal relational world being enacted. This is clinically useful because narcissistic patients can communicate powerful effects while disavowing them. For example, a patient who presents as unaffected may induce feelings of inadequacy or irritation in the therapist, revealing disowned shame or aggression in the treatment field. TFP technique requires the therapist to clarify, confront, and interpret these patterns with discipline, avoiding both retaliation and excessive accommodation. The emphasis is not on blaming the patient, but on making the shared enactment thinkable. This allows the patient gradually to observe the interpersonal consequences of defensive grandiosity and devaluation. Lastly, the model integrates narcissism with attachment, trauma, dissociation, and aggression, although the book is grounded in psychoanalytic object relations theory. It does not present narcissism as a narrow character type detached from broader developmental and clinical concerns. It connects narcissistic pathology with attachment insecurity, failures in mentalization, trauma-related defenses, dissociative processes, and the management of aggression. This integration is important because narcissistic patients may not present primarily with simple grandiosity. Some appear vulnerable, empty, ashamed, depressed, or fragmented, while others show more malignant or antisocial features. The treatment model has to account for both defensive self-inflation and the underlying disturbances that make such defenses necessary. By considering attachment and trauma, the book avoids reducing narcissism to vanity or moral defect. At the same time, its attention to aggression prevents an overly sentimental account in which harmful behavior is explained away without being addressed. The therapist is asked to hold multiple perspectives at once. The patient may be protecting a vulnerable self, attacking dependency, reenacting traumatic relational expectations, and defending against envy or humiliation. This layered view helps clinicians formulate cases with greater precision, especially when narcissistic dynamics overlap with borderline organization, dissociation, or destructive relational patterns. In conclusion, this book is best suited for psychotherapists, psychoanalysts, clinical psychologists, psychiatrists, supervisors, and advanced trainees who work with personality disorders or want a deeper framework for narcissistic pathology. It will be most useful to readers who can engage with psychodynamic language and who are interested in how treatment unfolds inside the therapeutic relationship, not only through symptom management. Its practical benefit lies in giving clinicians a structured way to think about assessment, treatment contracting, grandiosity, devaluation, Posse's Fort Nye, negative therapeutic reactions, and the therapist emotional responses that narcissistic patients often evoke. Its intellectual benefit is the integration of a modern object relations model with attachment-informed and clinically systematic thinking. Compared with general books on narcissism, it is more technical, less popularizing, and more focused on actual psychotherapy process. Compared with broader TFP manuals, it stands out because it concentrates specifically on the clinical problems created by the pathological grandiose self and narcissistic modes of relating. It also differentiates itself from purely descriptive diagnostic text by linking diagnosis to moment-by-moment intervention. Readers looking for simple labels or self-help strategies may find it too specialized. Readers seeking a serious clinical guide to a difficult treatment population will find it a distinctive contribution to the literature on narcissistic personality disorder and psychodynamic psychotherapy. If you would like to support Diana Diamond, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.